Yes?
Secretary Hodge is asking for you.
Oh, hold on.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Yes?
Hello, Mr. President.
Yes.
Good morning, sir.
How are you?
Good. I gave you a ring last night. It was a little late. Your man Walker, you picked a good one.
Yeah.
I talked with McGill, whom you had talked to, didn't realize you had. And then later I called Jim Carmichael, mm-hmm. who's the director of Lockheed, and who was a law partner of Walker. I also took the case, Mr. President, to call the governor, Governor Sanders, mm-hmm. and they all gave him a very high rating. I've got a memorandum to be at your desk in about a half an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And you also have a letter there, I think, from McGill, which covers the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm saying in the closing part of my letter, I'm ready to call him up here for both of us to see him. We can get him here tomorrow sometime. I'm ready to go ahead with it, to recommend it to you, and we can use... I did get both Lawrence and Buford Ellington to agree to let me use their names, and they would do it if you and I asked them to do it. No, I didn't push them at all, because they want to know a little bit more about it, and I mailed him a document today about it. And Buford just ready to do whatever we...
I'll tell you what I think we ought to do with Buford. I think we ought to make him go and see each governor and ask the governors to help us get people to observe the law instead of us enforcing it.
Yeah.
I can't call them together, because if they do, I think at television all of them will start demagoguing, and the folks back home will say they're up here selling them out, and every demagogue at home will say they're doing this and that, and Wallace will try to outdo them all, and then they'll have to protect themselves by saying that they're not any Negro lovers, and it'll just be a big mess. But I believe if Buford just got in an airplane and went around to see each one of them and said to them, now, here's what we want you to do. Do it. Now, I'm going to California tonight or at 7 o'clock in the morning. Another thing we got to talk to, I talked to Bobby Kennedy about this. He's going to check this fellow and call me back. He hadn't done it. We got to talk to him beforehand, because we don't want to get static with all the civil rights groups. This guy's no good.
Who is he talking about?
Walker.
Oh, is Bob Kennedy going to check Walker?
Yeah.
Oh.
I talked to him about it yesterday, told him that I thought Walker would be an awfully good man.
Yeah.
And I also mentioned Dave Lawrence to him. I was just going over a group. He gave me some of his suggestions, and he'd been running the bill, and I don't want to just to ignore him and give him have any of that group say that we just planted our own people and trying to run over and leave them. Now, my opinion is he thinks highly of the governor, and he thinks highly of this Bobby Troutman, and Bobby Troutman negotiated the Lockheed thing and that with this fella, so he must think well of Walker. And every report I've got on Walker is exceptional, and I believe that'll be his report.
Yeah.
But I'll check that out.
But do you want to, would you check that out? You don't
want
me to do anything about that.
Yeah,
if you
want, to check it out, or you want me to do it?
Well, it'd be better if you did it.
All right,
tell him, you can tell him this, that I have checked everybody, right, and that I had ahead all the names ahead of it, but that I'm satisfied with him. Then then we can decide. You can let me know when you want me to bring this guy up here.
All right.
I can do it.
Probably Monday.
All right. We'll be ready to move as soon as you're ready. And I think we can use Buford and some of the others on this national committee and pick them for specific jobs. Dave Lawrence could do some of the same kind of thing at other parts of the country, you know. They know him very well as a whole. Well, then, shall I wait you for...
I'll try to call you back during the day.
All right. Thank you, Mr. President.
Waiting.